This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The housing market in northern Colorado is hot, and that's good news for home sellers who are getting record prices for their properties. But for would-be buyers, purchasing a new home is now a challenging process. KUNC's Stephanie Page Ogburn has more.
It's a sunny afternoon in a quiet neighborhood in South Fort Collins. School buses rumble by, and people are out walking their dogs and checking their mail. This is where Heidi McCoy is about to move.
So you can see over the fence right here, the little yard is enclosed with trees. Just feels nice and quiet. Even though we're close to big main roads, we're still in a nice quiet area.
McCoy is a former nurse who now runs a martial arts studio. She says she's glad to be at the end of what has been a pretty involved search for a new home.
Initially, I thought, okay, I would love to get something under $200,000.
But the median home price in Fort Collins has gone up over 25% in the past year. So McCoy, who has two kids and a dog, had to adjust her expectations.
And this time around, really to get what I felt like was safe for my family and be ideal, really $250,000 was the cutoff.
This isn't McCoy's first home in Fort Collins. She moved here 2.5 years ago. But after a divorce, she found herself looking for a new place. And as she and hundreds of other homebuyers are learning, the market has changed a lot.
We have first-time homebuyers and the buyers in the $300,000 and under range in Fort Collins right now, and they're seeing a lot of challenges.
Paul Hunter is chair of the Fort Collins Board of Realtors and has been selling real estate here for a decade.
Whether you're in Fort Collins or Loveland or Windsor, really anywhere here in northern Colorado in that price range, you're almost certainly going to be competing with many other buyers.
A strong post-recession job market means the Front Range population is growing a lot faster than its housing stock. Phyllis Resnick says this imbalance is causing a housing crunch. Resnick is the lead economist at the Colorado Future Center at Colorado State University.
So when you put together demand pressure with a somewhat, you know, curtailed or restricted supply, you're going to get upward pressure on prices.
Something Heidi McCoy experienced firsthand.
Even the house that I purchased when I moved here 2.5 years ago, like that same house, I wouldn't be able to afford it right now.
When McCoy started looking, she had a checklist of wants, a yard with garden space and at least 3 bedrooms. That was hard to find in her price range. So she busted her budget and put an offer on a home for $285,000.
We started at the asking price with an acceleration clause to go up, I think, 10 grand. We were shooting for like 30-35% down, which I thought was going to be pretty competitive.
But even after offering almost $300,000 for the house, McCoy didn't win the bid. Real estate agent Paul Hunter says this is pretty normal right now. Whether it's an investor or just someone with a better offer, getting the house you want is no guarantee.
I've seen up to 30, but you know, between 5 and 10 offers is probably a good average of what we would see. So I'd set the expectation that you may not get your first or second or even third try.
This means buyers are getting a little desperate. Hunter says he's seen offers that are $10,000, $15,000, or $20,000 over the asking price. Some buyers are even writing letters to sellers about how this house is their dream home and sending them flowers.
Sometimes those things do make a difference. Again, it's not always about the dollar signs.
But most of the time, it is. For a lot of people in Fort Collins, buying a home right now just isn't an option.
Somebody who is your average income earner, you know, let's say between $40,000 and $50,000 a year or more ago, would be able to find a great starter home for under $225,000 in Fort Collins. That almost doesn't exist anymore.
And CSU's Phyllis Resnick says those days may be gone for good.
It's hard to point to a city that sort of catches fire, that becomes kind of the hot place to be, and find one that has gone through that and hasn't had a housing affordability issue.
Back in South Fort Collins, Heidi McCoy's just glad her housing search is finally over. She landed a 2-bedroom duplex with a small yard, and it fit within her budget.
We were actually initially the backup offer in this case, which again was a emotional roller coaster.
She knows this place won't fit her family forever, but she's happy to be in a home. And she hopes the next time she's back in the market, things will be a little calmer. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.